This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by, you guessed it, Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. Get some headphones, earbuds, all that.
I'm so glad a car. You said phones.
What? You can get a car shipped to you for free.
She did say headphones, people.
Yes, I didn't say apple.com. I said tweakedaudio.com.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
smell
it.
It is so good to be back in the studio, bringing you another fresh episode of In Deep Show. I am your man, Furious Styles. Officially.
Oh.
I that character up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
I do not do this show alone. I got my crew with me.
I just don't remember.
My crew with me today is... Damn it, Gina.
Welcome, everyone. So good to be back. Yay.
Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Let's rock.
Shalom.
I miss y'all.
I miss y'all too.
Aww.
I really wish y'all was there with me last week. I needed y'all so bad. I had like mentally prepared myself for like a different lifestyle. In a wheelchair.
Oh my.
Serious, man. I thought...
The sticker and the tags and everything, huh?
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I like my shopping to be much easier now. I was scared. I thought for sure I was going to just be different. I was wondering if I was going to put rims on that joint or anything. But I'm back.
Yes, you are.
I'm almost 100%. I can do the words.
Shit, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just don't make me look at Queen too long. Not because you're not beautiful, but it hurts when I go that far. I can turn them at you.
Just turn your whole full body towards me.
As a matter of fact, I think I'd just rather turn on like a... How you doing, Queen?
I'm great.
Let me ask you a question, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever just use your eyes to just say, I'm getting some loot out this nigga?
No.
Really?
That's not me.
I mean, has it ever happened and like you didn't mean to do it, but it's just the force.
I mean, that's not my character.
I understand. I know it's not
you. Maybe.
I mean, because I'm saying, as you can see right now, I'm looking at you and my hands in my pocket like, promise I got my pocket. I give it to him.
That pocket pool.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I've gotten drinks. I've gotten dinner. Oh, sure. I mean, if that counts. I mean, I haven't had anybody be like, hey, girl, one, two, three.
Ain't nobody make it rain.
Nah, no rain.
Oh, a little drizzle.
Ooh, speaking about making it rain. Speaking about making it rain, y'all know what my hobby, one of my hobbies is.
Making it rain?
Collecting $2 bills. I got a bunch today.
Oh, where'd you get those from?
Just bumping into them all day at work.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh,
I was like, hey, can I get that $2 bill? I got six more. Give them to me.
Can I get one for luck? Oh. Wait a minute, hold on. Turn, no. Look at me.
No.
I know.
We'll see if it works. Huh?
I know, right?
Hey, my first money transaction.
You turn back around this way.
Right.
I know.
How you doing, Doc?
I'm good. Great. How are you?
Let me see, Gina. No, I don't want to, Gina. How you doing, Doc?
Good again. Double good.
Really silly.
Oh, man. Anyway, definitely thank y'all for everybody that reached out. I appreciate it. I'm good. I'm back. My crew's here. My crew's beside me. They wanted to do the show, but Queen didn't trust Doc running the equipment.
I could have did it, man.
Hell no. We would have thought we were taping the show and the shit wouldn't have taped.
We would have been
taping. And everybody would have had Blue Bull.
We would have did it again.
Oh, right. Okay.
We would have been taping from a cell phone.
Queen, like, what are we drinking?
Whole crew would have been riding with me.
Whatever works.
For the next few months. Mm. All right, y'all. We all in my car. And this week on the NT show. Ride with the... That's a new show. Ride with the NT show. How about that?
We should do that once.
We should do that.
Mark can get out.
Just get on the
belt. Hey, look.
What?
We'd have been like this. Hey, Brian, who's that over there? He'd be like, where?
For those of you
using your eyes only.
All right. Super TV.
You know people can see
us on News Channel 8. Doc is mimicking me not being able to use my neck.
Did you just give me the side eye?
My neck don't move. That's
like me. Oh shit. You know, if y'all would have did the show last week, it'd have been like this. Alright, child.
Is that me?
How would we have okay, never
mind. Hey, we did the show, it'd have been like this. Hey, Nate, how was your weekend?
He'd have been hitting
Gina. Okay.
Damn it.
He'd have been hitting the hydraulics on your
I would have been the only way he'd been comfortable talking to, because that was the only one he could see.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. We're going to go video soon, people, so you guys can see all of what's going on right now. We're working on it. Just got to get Queen's lawyers to sign off on the paperwork.
Say hydraulics.
To make her video available. And Dan and Gina has to get permission from Carl.
Yay.
So once we get that, we will be going.
Wait, she didn't say, that's not right. I don't need...
Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
She just giggled.
Oh.
I know what I'm talking about.
Carla took over, huh?
Look, what? She's just laughing and giggling and cheesing all hard.
Like a little schoolgirl.
What?
Yeah, he must have. She ain't saying nothing.
I know that's right.
All right. So, everybody's weekend or catch up from the week. Anything we want to throw out there before we get the show started?
Just happy belated Mother's Day. They're all the ladies out there.
Thank you.
Hey, we have an interesting question on that very topic. Mother's Day.
You want to save it for when we get to the question? Okay.
We call that a tease in the business.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
A tease.
DJ Stylist. Oh, okay. What's your name once again? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Furious Styles.
Oh, there you go.
She said DJ Stylistic. Oh.
Did you say Stylistic?
I mean, that's what happens when you come prepared. Grandma, and you pay attention.
On,
you know, you're aware of what happens in the show that you're on.
I was close.
No, you weren't.
You were not.
Well, I mean, I said style. That was a part of, you know, the whole thing. Yes. So, how was your weekends? good.
And we did that already.
I didn't get a chance to say how my weekend was.
Because you was too busy being smitten over Carl, grinning and shit.
Shut up. You the one brought it up. You brought it up. You did bring it up. Okay, so.
That's why you read it in your shirt right now.
Anyway, you know what? I Shout think out, yellow people. You can appreciate this, queen.
Okay.
On Saturday, we went to this thing called the Vino Fest in D.C.
How was that? Last year was trash. How was this year?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
This was my first year going, and I actually really liked it. We went to, you know, did the little VIP section, so you were able to drink, whatever you wanted. However, you know, the little mixed drinks was not on point. You had to kind of stay with the wine if you wanted to get your money's worth, and even the wine was okay. The music was good. Because of the rain, it was, you know, people trickled in, but by the end, it was pretty good. Like, I really liked it.
So how many, you just pay one fee and you just drink all day? Is that how that works?
Pretty well, yeah. If you do the VIP portion, you get to drink until it's gone. And if you do the regular section, then you kind of pay for your drinks. So, I got to sit there in a little lawn chair and watch the groups and drink. And
that nigga called and upgraded the fuck out of you.
You know? Play that song. Let me upgrade.
But no, it was good. It was good.
But he though, because he's getting you out.
You know what I'm saying?
And making you
getting
do
her
some,
out, getting her in a VIP.
You know what I mean? And making you do some she fun, classy with her sisters. Shit.
They just sat outside.
I was doing classy stuff before him, but would I have spent money to do VIP? No, I probably would not have.
Queen.
I
would
have been
would
on the other
gone,
side.
Would you have gone to Vino Fest if it wasn't for Carl? Honestly.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's okay.
I wouldn't even have known about Vino Fest.
It's okay to have somebody that introduces you to new things.
Yes.
And it's awesome that you're, you know, willing to go along for the ride.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Because some people.
Oh my gosh.
Huh?
I said willing to embrace new things. It.
Yes, because some people don't.
Yeah. See, you need to see new things.
Trust me when I tell you.
The world today.
Trust me when I tell you. She would have went if it wasn't for Carl. But see, she would have went with her sisters. And they would have sat right outside of the fairground with some wine coolers.
You know what?
Just kind of looking over the fence like, oh, this is fun. I'm just saying, but Carl stepped in her life. And shit just changed.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a festival bougie question. What was the glassware like? Was it a plastic cup again? Or did they actually give you a glass?
No.
Was it a nice plastic cup?
The only thing that made the plastic cup nice, it looked like a wine glass and it had this little groove for your finger.
Oh,
and
so
you got to take it home.
The Govino cups.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
but
that is
no glass.
Actually, that is an upgrade because last year it was a plastic cup. I was like, okay. How? Y'all got me out here paying $1 million
and you're giving me
I'm gonna get a plastic cup. This is garbage.
Yeah.
Well, I only went because my firm wanted to go.
It was cool. But then even after that, we just hung out. And I mean, I don't think we even got in the house until like 4.
Y'all did it outside?
No, we did not. It got to the point where we didn't take you up around the area where I work.
Right.
None of that stuff happened. We were doing so much. It was like, I felt like I was in my 20s. I mean,
That's what they usually say.
Shut up.
When it's done right.
Can I just side note real quick before we get too far?
Yes, ma'am.
About Vino Fest. The people that run it are actually really, really cool. Just the wine and the organization skills in the plastic glass was trash. So it's nice to hear that they upgraded the event.
How many years have they been doing it, do you know?
I don't know. Last year was the first time I went. I feel like that was the first time. So this is the second one. So
let's give them a break and see if they upgraded.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it sounds like they're doing better already.
Yeah. Well, for me to go for the first time, it wasn't bad. I don't think I thought twice about the plastic cups. Not plastic cup, but their little plastic wine glasses.
Well, it's a Govino cup. So that is an upgrade. Because, I mean, it literally was like, I'm going to Target and I'm going to get some cups for the event.
Let me ask you a question. Have you gone to the coon gathering called Lingnor?
Have I gone to the coon gathering?
Yeah.
I have not.
It's a wine festival that is overrun by
wine strike.
And I just wanted to see if you've been there to compare it.
No coon festival for me.
You can take a bus there.
Y'all should go. I mean, it's an outdoor festival. You can't bring your own stuff anyway.
Can't bring your own stuff. Well, there's plenty there.
The sangria is not bad.
Sangria's not bad. There was another one that I liked that I no longer like.
You need to just, you know how people put like vodka Doc in a water bottle? Just do that.
Doc would absolutely love it.
Oh, it's the actual event.
Yeah. Huh. No, it's not called Coon Fest. I mean, but they have like they have a reggae festival. Don't listen to
them. I thought he was trying to.
No.
I thought that was a segue to something.
No, they have like a reggae festival and like a jazz fest. Mm-hmm. It's like somewhere way out in Maryland.
Mount Airy.
In Maryland.
Somewhere. Mount Airy, Maryland. It's the Lingnor Vineyard. And like I said, once upon a time, it was dope. But just like anything else in the world, once a bus makes it out there, then the coons come.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay.
Just fucking up everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a problem with the black people that are there, because they're part of what make it so great. It's specifically the coons that I'm talking about.
And there were
Lingnor. We're talking Lingnor.
I know what you're talking about.
You've been
one in Mount Airy. That was when I told you guys months ago. That was like the first wine tasting.
I just asked you if you went there. You said no.
I didn't know exactly what you were talking about. Then when you started going into the coon thing, I was like, wait a minute, that was
you recognize the coons. Okay, you was like, oh wait a minute, I've been to an event.
That is very
overrun by coons.
Very familiar.
That one.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait a minute, that was the first one that we had gone to. It actually, we really liked it. So I don't know.
How long ago was this?
This was like when we first met. So this
was there a festival, or you just went?
No,
to...
we just went. There was no kind of festival.
There you go. That's why.
It was.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful if you go.
Yeah, it was
that's
great.
Different. Yeah.
No, this. All those rolling mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
Just imagine that beautiful greenery turning a shade of brown.
Okay.
Mm. Oh God.
You know what?
Okay. Now I get it. All right.
And just a cloud of marijuana.
Really? I mean, well, yeah, that's true.
And babies running around with their diapers dragging on the ground.
Okay, I did not see
that. This don't even look like and that kind of place.
Smell of dirty. Go to reggae. I'm trying to.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't see the dirty diaper, but I did the cloud and a whole bunch of Negroes. That is what is happening.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I went one time. It was
I do want to go to see is the jazz.
Oh, yeah. If it's different, I bet you it is.
Yeah,
because it really used to be such an event where you can really take your family. And, like, there was an area where the kids could throw frisbees or throw the ball or whatever. Mm. And, you know, you bring your little tents, and you can tell the people that go yearly because they have, like, four of those little canopies kind of hooked together. So, one, they playing cards. One got the food set up. One, you know.
Right.
And it's cool. And like I said, then the bus started going out there. Mm. Bus trips. When you see the flyer with the chick with the big thong. I mean, with the thong and the big ass. Lingnor Wine Festival. After party at Fuego's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strip joint. I wouldn't have wanted to be there.
That's what
I'm
saying. That's what we do.
All we do it every time.
That's what we do. Yeah. We can't have nothing good.
Y'all are the worst.
All right.
I'm going to see how long we're going to be able to hang around 8th Street and... Capitol Hill before.
Oh, we not hanging around there.
Oh, there's still some lingerers.
During the day.
Oh, during the day.
Oh, when that sun goes down.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's not happening.
Actually, I'm going to have to agree with him on that.
Really?
I mean, maybe a little sprinkling.
Mm-hmm.
But really.
Nah. I think I was a part of the sprinkle.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not what it once was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Fortunately, it's now cool down there.
Right.
We can't enjoy it, though, so what difference does it make?
Well, I mean, if you're a coon, you can't enjoy it. If you're an upstanding African-American, then you have a great time.
All right.
Yeah, coons are not working.
So where do they go?
They are there are police on every corner making sure that you're not wrong.
This is true. But where do they go? Like, if you
back in their holes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Coon
halfway
cave.
House.
Coon
they got
oh, gosh.
Yeah, halfway house,
cave.
You got to check
hashtag
in.
Coon Cave.
Uh-huh. That's club.
Okay.
No. Y'all want to start the show?
Yes, let's.
We should before it goes
talking about coons
off the rails further.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello. Is the tape rolling? Is it loud enough? Ayo, Dre. I kick it. One of these kids is doing his own thing. One of these kids is one and the same. One of these kids is doing his own thing. man we all know and love.
What's his name?
I think his name is Kwame.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Eleanor, look at him. He's in the gate.
Kwame.
Oh, yeah, Kwame.
It's the man we all know and love. Kwame. I came home. There was company. Some young lady, friends of the family. Coming with a strut, showing all maturity. She looked me over once just to make sure it's me. She hadn't any kids, no rings that she carried. So I quickly assumed this pretty girl wasn't married. The girl was fly, cover not grown. Pissed me on the cheek and said,
look how he's grown.
Compliments on my shoes, clothes, and some. Saying to my mother,
oh God, he's so handsome.
Now for this lady, I kinda had the hot. She was laughing with my mother at my baby snapshots. But what got me going to set the day right is when she asked my mother to spend the night. And now my mother said, sure, let her to my door. Sleep on Kwame's bed, he can sleep on the floor. Bother me none, plus she'll go to sleep soon. Plus I was feeling lucky, I was in the same room. That night, we both couldn't sleep, so I had to do something just to keep us awake. And not be bored. So the mom started bragging about the places I toured. Whispered in her ear, let her know that I love her. She says,
look boy, I'm older than your mother.
But she stays silent, put her hand in my hand. Says,
this old body dolls need a young man. And whatever we do, it's between me and you. We'll do it right until the night is through.
So we started kissing. Ooh, she's feeling guilty. And after a while, she began feeling guilty. I said, what's wrong? Don't I make you feel happy?
She says, oh, I know, but you're like a son to me.
I said, listen up, is you is or is you ain't my baby? And if you are, come give me a fat kiss.
Tongue, that is.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Because I love like mine, I know your old butt, miss. So why don't you give me a try? Look into my sleepy eyes. Let me know, oh my, tell me, girl, am I your baby, baby? You gotta let me know right now. Skip it a beep, bop, beady. Let me know, am I now? Ow.
Excuse me, I'm gonna be all know and love.
I was with the girlie playing the love surgeon. To get next to Kwame, the girlie was urgent, saying,
when you clutch me, don't hurt me, just touch me.
I says, oh girl, why must you be so jumpy? Her body was a winner, yo, you should hear her. The girlie went,
ooh,
before I got near her, saying, take it easy.
Kwame, please be gentle.
And in my lifespan, I truly be monumental. Knocked the cell well, she didn't know what to do. And the next thing started screaming was,
I love you.
At that phrase, I didn't know what to say. She says,
I love you, big boy, but do you feel the same way?
If I said no, I would just hurt her feelings. And this girl was truly appealing. And if I said yes, she wouldn't let me go. So then I got slick and I said, well, I don't know. Cause this girl, she did astound me. She comes up close and wraps her arms around me and says,
you.
Oh, bitches, take a spin and go get his lot of money.
You get that, you're not crazy.
My name?
I got my kiss, Kwame.
Kwame.
His name Kwame. It's Kwame. Yeah, Kwame.
Sing those lyrics. It's Kwame. Kwame.
Balls, I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me, I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you.
I
don't have it in my hand, I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. Can you hear?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Ow.
Well, doggies. Oh, let me see. Brian, your boy Ray Lewis, man, they done booted him from ESPN.
I heard.
Yeah, man, along with Chris Carter and Randy Ball Stars. What they trying to clear house? What's going on around that place?
What they do?
Huh?
What they do?
They're gone.
No, I said, did they do something? They say something?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't really get into detail well.
There's a lot of speculation out there doing, like, some cost cutting. But as far as Ray Lewis goes,
right,
I mean,
right.
Okay, let me be fair.
All right,
that Bama Ray,
splits and verbs.
That okay. Bama is like
pre Magic Johnson.
It wasn't even about necessarily only that. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Okay,
he would. Like break plays down and stuff, and like the camera would flash back to the set, and the rest of the people on set was like,
"Damn!"
They was like, "Yeah, well, let's go back through that play again." And
wow. Let's say what really happened.
Yeah, Ray. And then it was like so many times that, like, the camera would come back from commercial, and that Bama like this.
Texty text. Instagram. Twitter.
Just straight on his phone. Yeah, he. And it's actually really sad because, you know, people were really, you know, in high hopes that he was going to, you know, do really good.
Right.
You know what? Maybe if he goes away for a second, you know, get a little bit of speech therapy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going off what y'all said because I don't think I've seen him do a, you know, broadcast, but I mean, maybe if he does that, comes back, maybe another channel, maybe.
But I don't, like, again, I don't even think it was his personal deliverance. It was his knowledge of what he was delivering.
I mean, how you do, like, sports is your shit. Like, how do you not know what is happening?
You see, he's a good motivational speaker. Like, he'll get you pumped up to run through a wall.
Is this the same dude that's doing Rocky Patel? Like, he's working with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it's sad. It's and it was Randy Moss. Randy Moss, he just kind of came off, and, you know, I don't want to typecast anybody or stereotype anybody, but it was high. He was just like, yeah, it was a good play. You know, I'm like, dude, hello, can you give me something?
All right.
You know. So, yeah, they really did some house cleaning. Ever since, what's my man that left ESPN to go to NBC? God, I was in my head. It'll come to me.
Oh, okay.
Ever since he made that move, it just shook everything up.
Yeah, they did a lot of house cleaning, man, including Trent Dilfer, Keyshawn Johnson, too.
Damn.
So, yeah, they do a lot of moving around, a lot of getting rid of.
That's the one that surprised me.
Yeah, I've actually seen him, and he seemed like he knew what he was talking about.
I think a few, like Trent Dilfer and Keyshawn, Like, I think NFL Network will snatch them up quick. If not, Fox or or CBS.
Cool.
Yeah. But what they're saying is the network is just trying to freshen up the lineup. So, you know, I don't know.
Did you say lighten up the lineup?
I said freshen up the lineup.
Oh, okay. I think they might be lightening up the lineup.
How about that?
Did they say who they're replacing them with?
Not yet.
Okay.
White boy, I have my people A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico is the one that's leaving ESPN. Here we go. Just popped in my head.
All right. All right. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. Black China is changing her name to Angela Renee Kardashian. Okay, now she's planning to change her name for marketing for entertainment services, television, movie appearances, and also party hosting. Okay, so you know, she got a little Kardashian in the oven, so I guess she's gonna take it to the Hilton with it. Hey, tell me something. How long y'all think Blac Chyna and Rob gonna last? Y'all think they really in love?
I think she's in love.
I think she's in love
with his financial portfolio.
I knew it was coming.
He ain't got no money. His mom bought the house.
He has a trust fund. There's
money.
I mean, just to have the name Kim K. Chloe money.
Not
yet. That's her whole point of starting her journey now.
The whole lose weight. I'm gonna push your ass back out there.
That was to get her in the door. Like, I'm concerned about your health. I really care about you. I'm worried about you.
I think she cares about him.
I'm sure.
Because, I mean, that's a lot of work to, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, is she going to change her name once she gets married, or she already changes her name?
Well, she's filed the legal documents now. So it could have been
they're already married?
Or I don't know if they're already married yet.
I'm like, how you going to change? You just going to change your name and you're not even married yet? Like, that's weird as shit.
But then again, isn't anything tied to the name Kardashian weird? I mean, I don't know. I don't know one thing that comes out with a under the Kardashian umbrella that's just like
normal.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
Well, no, some of the stuff Kim K did, you know. I mean, she put that app out there.
She did the emojis.
No, she has like a video game. That made like bank. The emojis crashed Apple.
But that's all no brainer because of the fuckery and foolishness of who you are that you cash in on that.
Still dollars.
I'm just talking about your life in general and the ebbs and flows of the Kardashian life. I mean, the patriarch is now the...
Don't make sense. I said if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
I dig it. They done turned one of the most decorated Olympians.
So what you're saying is...
He did what he wanted to do.
If Bruce never got hooked over to Kardashians, he wouldn't be Caitlyn.
Bruce might be in the 2016 Olympics if he didn't fuck with that.
Nope.
Why you bullshit? Nah. I got it. I got that. I got him. I got him taking Usain Bolt if he ain't fucking around with the Kardashians.
Nah.
Trying to tell you.
Wow.
Because, man, the shit...
You know what? I kind of agree with Brian on this one. I think if he was nowhere near those Kardashians, you know, he would have. Caitlyn might have still been in him,
but like buried,
deep down in his toe. You know what I'm saying? But the longer he stayed with the family and lived with them, that y'all just came from the baby toe and moved on up and just bow.
See,
I'm out.
I will go to my grave, and I will preach from the hilltops. That if he ain't fuck with the Kardashians, he would be straight.
We got a new organ player. All right.
You see, strong fertile man. A man that was on cereal boxes. A man that settled for nothing less than gold. You see, he was influenced by the demons. He was influenced by the only thing that has officially scared Satan himself. I'm talking about Kardashians, y'all. You see, the Kardashians, they not to be fucked with. You see, once you get in the Kardashian way of life, shit get different. You see, once you get in the Kardashian way of life, shit change. Ask my man. Just ask Bruce. He don't even go by that name no more, y'all. You see, what y'all don't realize is Brother Kanye's next. Yep. Brother Kanye's next, y'all. Brother,
yes, he is. Gotta get used to the tempo. But you know what? Kanye fit right in. That man was lunching before he got with them. He just smoothed it right on.
See, Kanye's plan was, he saw how bad he was lunching, and he said, I need something to take the shine off my lunching. So if I fuck with these crazy motherfuckers.
Okay.
You know,
the lunchroom.
Exactly.
Slide right into the lunchroom, right. And everyone's lunching.
That's why, you know, that's how they say fuck with a bitch with dirty nails, because when she fuck with you, she'll never know how dirty you are.
Man, every week I learn something new from. Can you write that one down?
I will.
Yeah, to write that one down. I can't give a pen. All right. All right, moving on. You know, good luck, Black China. You do your thing with your marketing movies and all that, and carry on. Hey, did y'all know that there was a movie coming out called Boys to Men? Okay, it has nothing to do with our boys, Boys to Men. Okay, but anyway, our boys, Boys to Men, going hard. They say, hey, man. I didn't know the name Boys and Men was trademarked, but I guess it is. It was like, hold up, man, you can't use the name of our group for the movie. Okay? But now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't know the name of the director and the producer of the movie. All right? So I know you going to ask that sooner or later. But anyway,
he points to Queen.
Actually, he was pointing to the wall. I don't know where his
general direction.
He was pointing to this sign right here. I don't know what that
is. I mean, I thought it just covered that whole sign.
You know, you always ask me questions that you know I ain't got a damn answer.
True.
We'll be right. But anyway, Boys and Men say if he goes on, you know, with this with the title of the movie, Boys and Men, we're going to take him to court. And my man, the director of the movie, whoever he is, he will go known into the story. My man say, look, I'm not changing the name of the movie. Fuck y'all.
Oh.
And if it comes down to it, now if it gets to a legal battle.
Did he say fuck y'all?
I had to add my little thing in there, you know. That's my sauces. But anyway, my man say, I'm not changing the name of it unless I get backed up into a legal corner that, you know.
Wait, is it like, Boys? With the, you know, Roman numeral, or is it just Boys?
Or is it Boys actually, it's Boys right. with the number two men. Okay. But they do this with the Roman numeral, but I mean, you know.
Right. And then just change it from an S to a Z, whichever one works.
Right. That's two. That's two.
So
that was good.
Okay. I didn't just
one,
say that.
One, two. One is two.
Okay.
That's the school I went to.
All right.
We're going to go with that.
Okay, I'll give you half. All right. Jesus Lord. Hey, y'all, I got some celebrities that, well, there's a few or more here y'all probably already knew. But celebrities, actors who were born rich.
That paper say Holiday Inn. Where were you out at a hotel?
Don't worry about all that. You worrying about the wrong thing, man. I'm tipping over this
I'm
way.
A tail.
Hey, this was in Brian's house.
Oh.
I travel, so yeah. I would never stay in a Holiday Inn, though.
Oh,
but.
My hot magan. Let me see.
Oh,
I say, well, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to lay on to. All right. Actors who were born rich. Let me see. Jordan Sparks. Did you guys know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. I said it was a few of them. Robin Thicke, of course. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ariana Grande.
I didn't know that one.
The singer? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Lady Gaga.
Her father owns a restaurant or something.
Most of these, they're family and into something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would have to be for them to be born, right?
He's like, and I'm done.
I know, for you. And it's over.
Who else?
Let me see. Cassie.
Who?
No, I didn't know that. That's Diddy's chick?
Mm-mm.
I mean, she was born Cassie? Fucking Diddy.
What?
Who?
That's not who you're talking about?
Who got shot?
The other Cassie, the actress.
Oh.
I said
actress. Cassie what?
I said actress. All right.
Jordan Sparks is more of a singer, but okay. Robin Thicke is a singer.
Singer.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you.
But go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, celebrities.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
All right. All right.
That always works.
Psy. Gangnam Style.
Okay.
You knew that too?
No.
Yeah. I mean, what do you
Gwyneth Paltrow.
String of liquor stores?
Gwyneth Paltrow. All right. And Taylor Swift.
You didn't know what her parents do.
Yeah, what's...
Taylor Swift?
What about number one? What's her name? Julia Louise? Is she too old?
Dreyfus.
Is that why she wasn't on it?
Oh, I didn't say I had all of them in the world. I just said I had.
I mean, that's another one. Well, we know that because that would. I mean,
okay. Well, add something. What else? Who else? You know.
That's what she was attempting to do. Before you went at her.
You know, I miss you guys.
Oh, you're the lawyer now.
Not so much.
I was talking to her.
I did.
You know, sir?
No. You guys are fucking hilarious.
Oh, this is what we do. This is.
I mean, who funny. Is Cassidy? Who we talking about? Sundance?
Cassidy?
Which Cassidy and Sundance Kid? I mean, who we talking about?
He folded up the paper to put that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, this shit is over.
Like, it's
no, I'm serious.
I don't know who the person is. I didn't recognize the name. Sorry, I didn't.
He don't know either. That's okay. Yes. All right. This concludes Doc's diagnosis.
Fucked up my train of thought.
Whatever.
This concludes my diagnosis. All right, y'all stay tuned. We have more stuff coming up.
You got a whole lot of mope?
Whole lot of mope.
Producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So bring a snorkel, my brother.
Hey, welcome back to the In Deep Show, where we go deep. So bring a snorkel, motherfucker. Thanks, Rich. All right.
We got stars.
Stars and bars.
All right.
Welcome back. You know already that if you want to send in feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, 202-750-1437. Okay? just wanted to shout out Daryl. What's his last name?
McCullough.
That's cute. Thank you. You're welcome. The Full Circle Podcast for liking our page. Welcome to the In Deep Show. I hope you enjoy your stay here, sir. So, we've had some really great questions.
Well, hold on. Before we get into the questions.
Okay.
We got a little feedback.
Oh, we have some feedback. Dope. Okay.
Little feedback.
Little something.
Little something.
There you go. You done messed up, girl. You know what? Okay.
It's that Belgian.
Tell you not to give her that stuff. Boy, damn it.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
No more Matilda for me.
Oh, you know what? And while he's doing that, too, I want to shout out Chaz from Hawaii for representing his IDS love.
What's up, Chaz?
Thank you, Chaz.
Thank you for posting that picture.
All right.
And we were able to share it. And Chaz said, hey, if you're an IDS listener and you actually make it to Hawaii, he said, you're going to get a free mango.
All right.
On him. I mean, that was kind of like Jamaican, not really Hawaiian, because I don't know how they talk.
That's all right.
I mean, but, you know. He
close
said,
enough.
Right.
They got
he was
Jamaicans
like,
in Hawaii.
Well, I mean, I think Chaz is. So, hey, how about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So, hey, free mango on Chaz.
All right.
If you make it
to Hawaii.
To Hawaii. On Friday.
Aloha.
All right. So.
On Friday.
Now,
I know, right?
I try to rhyme.
We have our topics. And, you know, we love it when the Deeps is chime in on our topics or whatever. Because it really, you guys
absolutely
really don't know how much that really makes the show. And just.
It's fun. You we know, love just hearing
like,
your voice.
Just yes, like when BTG dropped that one on us that went on for weeks. Damn it, a month. You know,
oh,
I mean, it really makes the show
fun.
I'm going
to pluck you in your head.
To never just, ends, you know, don't touch my motherfucking plate, you know. So it's,
oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm
God.
Just saying.
We got it.
But, you know what's equally as cool?
What's that?
When you don't do a show and you get feedback. That's super awesome, y'all.
Okay.
Going on crew, Mobile Freak. I hate you guys not on this week, but I get it. Big B, my man, whatever ailment you're going through, I wish you a speedy recovery and much help to you, man. And we'll see you guys on the next, man. This is Mobile Freak. I'm out.
Hey, Greek.
My man.
That was nice.
What's up? MG.
That's what I'm talking about, yo.
My man.
That's a good love.
Absent love. You love it all.
Sounds like your life story.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No doubt. We got another one that came in. Let's get right to that one.
In Deep Show. Look, Big B, don't get mad that I send a voice memo in. I just wanted to do this because It might go a little long, and then sometimes, like, the voicemail should be, like, you know, be losing service and blocking the whole damn, you know, topic out and shit like that. So I just wanted to send this in, and, like, I just miss y'all. How y'all doing, man? Queen, how you doing? Let's just talk about the queen real quick. How are you doing? You good? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, like, it's so much love. It's so much love from me to you, okay? Doc, me and Doc has always been cool. Only time that me and Doc kind of like fell off a little bit is when Miss Christmas Tree came on the show for the first time, and he was just asking too many questions to my wife. So, you know, I had to check him real quick. But other than that, yo, Doc, how you doing? How Buddy doing? How them sauces doing? You know what I'm saying? That got enough flavor. Big B, like, Big B is, that's my guy right there. You don't understand, like, Big B is my guy. You know why Big B is my guy? Big B is my guy because I know if I go anywhere, I feel protected. That's all. You just feel protected. You know what I mean?
True.
Damn it, Gina. See, me and Damn it, Gina got this history of just not agreeing on a lot of shit. And I feel like Damn it, Gina just don't agree with me just because, fight for the ratings. She likes Skip Bayless. You know what I mean? And I really love Skip Bayless. That's my guy. So, you know what, Damagina? How you doing?
Good.
Okay. That's good. That's great. That's you know, that's, you know, that sound bite will haunt you for the rest of your life. But I, myself, I love me some Damagina. I really do. You know what I mean? So, I'm just calling in to check on y'all. I don't have no feedback. Well, y'all ain't had no show this week. So it really ain't nothing much feedback to give back,
yeah,
but
you ain't
I do have
time.
50 other shows that I can send feedback in, but this is not feedback, Big B. Queen, it's not feedback. This is just love. Like, I miss y'all. Like, you know, have a drink on me this weekend. A good one. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Oh. Damagina, yeah. I think you have a child, so happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy goddamn Mother's Day to you, and enjoy it. Don't do nothing. And make sure that nigga that you dating, make sure he cook you some eggs, put some sausage in it. You like spinach leaves?
Yeah.
Put that in there. You might, you know what I'm saying? Do that. Or have Doc cook. I heard Doc can cook. And Big B can bake. So, all right, man, I'll holler at y'all. This is BTG. And why? How come I haven't been on the show in a while? And I still haven't been on Hood Times. I got a character for y'all. Can I make my own character? Or I'm not that... I'm not that good yet. All right. All right, y'all up. Ooh, real quick. And, hey, and Big B. Ooh. Nigga, y'all got Josh Norman. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Batman versus Superman twice a goddamn year. Oh, I can't wait to see y'all niggas play the Giants. That shit gonna be good. All right, I'll holla.
I love that.
Yes, my brother. Yeah. Yes, my brother.
Yeah, yes, it is.
We will.
Oh, that's so funny.
We will bring the attention back to the NFC East this year with those two characters.
How was he on cue with our responses and we weren't even, I mean, he was recording.
Nah, that was your response.
Really, yours was perfect.
Yeah, yeah, that was
cool. Well, wait, one of yours
good.
Too.
No, I'm good.
He got on yours too.
Yeah, he got one of yours too.
This ain't feedback though.
Right.
After you tried to go, you tried to quietly go on.
I paused a little bit before he started talking it again, but that's okay.
Hey,
BTG, you know we love you.
Absolutely. Yes. And and BTG, sometimes. Even though you prematurely ejected on the show, I'm working on
it's
that hood
good.
Time, so... Yes. Thank you for putting it out there on the airwaves before it happened.
You know he hot.
Sometimes you just gotta pull out.
He hot.
Just pull out.
Mm-hmm. He can't. He got two
did
kids.
You see did he you see Miss Christmas Tree post this weekend? Mother's Day post?
Which one?
Miss Christmas Tree. She had a post up. It was so cute.
With the babies.
Yeah, she just doing it. Miss Christmas
Tree. With
the babies. Special.
What do you always say, gang gang?
Makes it happen. Love that family there. I cannot wait to get out there and rock out with them.
Definitely.
Yes.
And we actually have some more feedback, but it's not quite ready yet. So we'll kind of move on until the next bit of feedback. I got, you know, how
play
it is.
With it.
I'm going to do that later, too.
Oh.
When you live the Furious Styles life, you know.
Furious Styles, that's it.
Not the DJ stylist.
Got to get it any way you can. So
she's like 100.
All right. So this is
stop it, Queen.
This I don't know if this is going to be the full topic of today, but this is at least going to be the beginning topic of today. I was in a rather, I don't want to say heated, elevated debate. About Mother's Day.
Intense?
Intense.
Mm. Okay.
Intense, to
good.
Say the least.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it straight out. No chasing.
Okay.
All
right. Is an expecting woman able to celebrate Mother's Day?
Oh.
Yes.
Why not?
What do you mean? Yes, and why not?
She's gonna be a mommy.
Is she?
No, are we saying like, what if she's like
the first trimester? 3 months. I mean, that's
where the debate branched off say, later. After the back months, and forth of fuck you, hell no, kiss my ass, fuck you.
Oh my.
Then, when it started to settle down, then we started to break down.
It settled down?
In the first trimester, can she celebrate? In the second trimester, can she celebrate? Third trimester, can she? You know.
That's a good one.
It's funny you mention that. I can't remember what me and my mom, because I spent time with my mom on Sunday. And
before you get into let me just please put this disclaimer out there.
Yes.
Anyone that has had a failed pregnancy, if this topic is too much for you, we do apologize, but it's just a topic that came up, and we're just kind of putting it out there. So our apologies in advance if this gets anyone to that point.
Yeah, it's not intended to be offensive at all.
Not at all.
I spent time with my mom, and one of the things we did, I took her out to lunch, and we had some quality time. And something came on television. I can't remember what it was. But the point is that in terms of being, oh, I know what it was. It was Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. And he was saying how when they were right in the midst of it, she popped up and said, "I'm pregnant." And he was like, "Baby, like, you know, there's no way you're pregnant." The point to all of this, because it was funny, but the point to all of this is that I think from the moment of conception, you're a mommy. You're not anticipating death or stillborn or any of that stuff. You're a mommy from the moment of conception. So if Mother's Day was a week later and we confirmed that I am pregnant, you know that I'm going to be a mommy. No one's thinking death. So I think, yes, you should be celebrating me. I'm carrying your seed, whether it's a month, whether it's 6 months, whether I've had it, I have it in me. It's yours, and we need to celebrate it.
So I'm just going to try to remember as much of the – so I'm just going to – I'll give my opinion later. I'm going to give you some of the rebuttals that went back and forth. When I say this was heated, someone got up and left a room that was in a relationship, and now we're trying to talk these two people off the ledge right now.
Oh.
This is how heated this conversation got. So – someone answered back, "I'm a kid. I start off in Pop Warner. I play football. I make it to high school. I play football. I get a scholarship. I go to college. I play football. It's the day of the draft. No one drafts me. Did I make it to the NFL? I did everything that leads up to it, but I didn't get it. Did I make it to the NFL?
Are we saying that this mother to be never the baby, something happened?
Exactly.
So are you saying celebrating the fact of the person?
If you carry to term, and God forbid, during that birth something happens. If you carry to, and let's put all the variables out there. If you lose, if God forbid you lose it in the first trimester, the second trimester. Did you have a baby? Or are you a mother?
I think at some point she still was a mother, whether she had the child or whether she didn't. She carried that seed, whether it was for 5 minutes or whether it was full term. For whatever time frame, she was a mother. She carried that seed. And I could honestly see the moment that you said that, why that couple is having difficulties, because I'm only guessing. He probably said some insensitive shit. I'm just guessing. I don't know. But at the end of the day, she was still a mom, whether she delivered the child or not. And that's a really, I can't imagine having that kind of conversation at a bar. That to me just seems so bad. And I could see how it would have went wrong fast, especially with that couple and depending on their history. So far as I'm concerned, as being a mom, I was a mother from the moment of conception. I felt it. The moment that it happened, I was a mommy from that point forward. And that title never changed.
All right. Anybody else chiming on this?
After hearing both sides, I'm going with Gina. I think I'm going to go with Gina. Once you know a baby is inside of you, I'm going to give you that title of mother, whether you had the child or not, I will agree with that.
Okay, so here's another rebuttal that came up. can you collect child support for the 10 months in the womb?
What kind of people were at this bar? Like,
I mean, people were just throwing stuff.
You people?
People were just throwing stuff on the table.
Because they were being assholes. Especially,
they were being assholes.
Well, here's where you were
this
being.
Was
it's
just,
the
it was,
asshole barbershop.
It was
well,
a topic.
You know, he goes there, so you know all the rest of them.
I get you, but I mean,
it was
but
a
see,
topic
it
that
sounds
just came
like there
up
may have been some insensitive people at that bar, not factoring it, in.
I'm,
that
as a person that was there. And that's why we're actually trying to temper the situation of this
yes.
couple, because nothing that was said in malice.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that was said from a point of being. Actually, and I'm not, I swear to God, I'm not taking sides. There was two things said by two females that
Women.
Was that were came that came from a scorned point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But people were just throwing like, well, what if? Out there. It wasn't like, fuck you, nah. It was just like, well, I don't know. What about this? Well,
do you know whether
know.
Those
what
two women
this?
Were mothers? I'm sorry.
I'm like, why are they scorned? I mean,
knowing them and knowing their
history,
past and everything, yes.
But scorned or maybe hurt or
scorned, hurt, put them
no,
I'll put them on
no,
the same category.
No. Scorned and hurt are can be two different things. Scorned
okay.
is
I'll give you that.
Where you want to cut and kill and maim motherfuckers.
Scorned.
Okay.
Oh,
well, see,
okay.
then you know them. Because I'm like,
yeah.
you know, hurt is like where something happened and
because,
you're
I mean,
internalizing it or
they
you
threw
might,
shit out there like,
you know, depends.
Okay, so what about the nigga that's motherfucking popping beers at the barbecue on Father's Day when he ain't nowhere around the kid? How he get to celebrate Father's Day? Well, guess what? The kid is here. Whether he doesn't acknowledge or not, the kid is still
See,
here.
See, now that's a whole
yeah,
another ballgame. That's some shit.
You know what I'm
saying?
We're talking yeah. about someone that
you just donated sperm. You're not. No, you're not a father.
No, indeed.
I can
you're
dig
not
it.
A daddy.
I mean, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? You're a random dude that donated sperm.
Right.
No, you don't get to pop. If she can't,
okay. but
if
let's
she,
stay on. Let's stay
well,
on course
what,
here.
I'm about to come bring it back. If she can't, you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
if
so if the
come,
baby doesn't, so you're saying if the baby doesn't come in this world, you can't,
I'm saying,
you can't celebrate it.
No, I'm saying if you're saying it in the sense of you're at a cookout or wherever you're trying to celebrate Father's Day, but you have not seen your kid ever, or maybe in the last, the baby's 10 and you haven't seen him since he was 2. No, you cannot celebrate Father's Day because you're not a father to that child. If a woman has a baby and maybe the baby unfortunately is stillborn, she's still carried that baby
mm-hmm.
to full term, and unfortunately for her, because, and I say this because I know someone who, you know, they had a baby. The baby lived probably 2 or 3 months. SIDS, the baby died.
Celebrate Mother's Day, I feel.
Still, right. I mean,
you
and
had,
I don't.
You
I,
had a baby.
Right, and I don't know.
Celebrate
but,
Mother's
but
Day.
But still, even sometimes women have babies. And they carry them, and then something happens when they're inside and they're in the womb, and they have to still take them out. You're still a mom, and you still have that loss. You know what I mean? And maybe for the mom, maybe she doesn't want to celebrate Mother's Day because she don't want to remember. You know, she wants to forget.
Yeah,
but
we can go off on the road.
Oh, okay. I let everybody. Mm-hmm. So maybe she might want to either forget or still celebrate Mother's Day. But do I think if you're a mother or if you're pregnant and you're carrying a baby for, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, whatever, you haven't actually had the baby, you know, technically the baby hasn't come out. So I guess the, you know, dictionary definition, you're not technically a mother till the baby comes out and is, you know, whatever. But I think if you're a mom, it's a very sensitive topic. I think if
yes.
you're a mom and you've carried that baby for, let's say, 6 months, and unfortunately something happens with the baby and the baby still has to be delivered, I think you should still be sensitive and pay attention to the mother's needs. Does the mother want to celebrate Mother's Day? You know, does she not want to celebrate Mother's Day because, for, like I said, for some reason she wants to forget? You know, even if it's temporarily, you know, because the person I was talking about, and again, it was the father. He just had a baby, but he's still talking about the baby that passed. I'm like, okay, you know, that's good to still remember that baby, but you just had a new one. So let's try to focus on the new one. Try. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't get inside somebody's head that lost a baby. You know, I'm just going to go off and say, you know, depending on the situation, I think it's, you know, it really depends on the situation and the person. You got to be sensitive to that mother and see what she's going through and how she feels about it. But if everything's good and it's 3 months and you're going along and it's like the first 3 months and then it's like, oh, hey, it's Mother's Day. No, okay, you don't get a gift yet. Calm down, relax. You know, but if something happens to the baby, just be sensitive. That's all I'm saying.
Can I add before, or do you want to go ahead and just give your... I was going to say something very similar. if this is your, like, the couple you mentioned, if this is your wife or this is your woman and you guys were, she was pregnant with your child, I definitely think you should be sensitive to her needs. What is it going to take from you to say, baby, you know what? Here is some flowers. You could do that on any given day.
There you go.
You could buy some chocolate on any given day.
They have two kids.
So they have two children.
They have two kids.
Yeah, but this is my point. Is like, did they lose a child? Did they lose a child?
No.
So why are they so...
That's the whole reason why it's like, it's we're just having... We're just having a conversation.
I think it sounds like he may be being insensitive and she may be being overly sensitive. I just think it's one of those
overly,
things.
How is she overly?
Well,
is she
didn't lose a baby.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know.
If she lost a child, that would be different. She,
right, but totally she didn't. But she didn't.
It was just two people with two different opinions. And again, it wasn't like anyone in this discussion was being insensitive or throwing stuff out like, and with any malice, it was everybody was just putting what ifs on the table.
So the scorned women, you were saying they that
except for those two.
Okay,
that
I'm
came,
like they were there. So
right, well, I made that distinction when I brought it up.
I would stay out of it. That sounds like they got some other stuff going on. Why are you upset over something that doesn't even have anything to do with you? Don't get me wrong. I'm a mom, so I would feel passionately about it. But once it's over, we talked about it. It was, hey, we hanging out. We having some drinks. We having a good time. It was a heated discussion. I like a heated debate.
Absolutely.
Once it's over, it's over. So if it were my friend or people, like, you know what, well, y'all need to do whatever y'all doing over there because it clearly is something more going on than just that discussion or that topic. Why are you upset over something that didn't even happen to you? If you had lost a child and he's being insensitive or vice versa, that's fine, but they got some other shit going on. I would just stay out of it. They need to work that shit out.
I think it kind of came to a point where I guess the point in which everyone comfortably was like okay was where it actually got broken down into sort of the trimesters. And even with that, the debate kind of happened, of course, in the second trimester.
Okay.
So it kind of then got split to, you know, the first half, second half. And it was like, all right, you know. And again, I know this is such a touchy topic, but again, it really was a light-hearted discussion. And so some of the terminology might, you know, sound out of whack right now. But, you know, it was just like, okay, so, you know, if you're in the bathroom and you pass a little clot or whatever, you don't get to celebrate.
That's a bit much.
I understand.
That doesn't sound light and airy to me. That's a bit much, especially but if you're talking about a woman who had a miscarriage. Oh, my God.
Something like that's a little bit more complicated, you know, blah, 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 where maybe labor has to be induced, something like that, then it was, you know, the consensus was, all right, we give it up to that.
You never know what a person is going through.
And this wasn't divided guys, girls on this solution.
Yeah, people felt differently.
It was just like, oh, okay, I can get this and I don't get that or whatever. But it was just, it was, you know, it was interesting. It was interesting, and it was all sparked by a lady that walked in the restaurant, and it was like, oh, you know, look at her, you know, I know she happy to celebrate Mother's Day, and it was like, does she get to celebrate Mother's Day? She ain't had that yet, you know. And it was just a lighthearted joke.
I thought y'all was in a barbershop.
No, a bar.
Oh, okay.
Restaurant bar.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, you know, and it was seriously, it was a lighthearted tongue in cheek, like, you know, oh, wait a minute, she don't get to celebrate yet. It ain't technical. But then from that, it kind of started going in a little bit deeper, and then, you know, so.
Well, I think I would just add, again, you don't know what people have gone through.
You don't.
Prior to her, are they married? The couple, were they married, or they just?
They're married.
Okay, so prior to that, who knows what the scorned women, according to you, this particular woman, you don't know what they've gone through prior to being.
Oh, you talking about the two scorned ones?
I just meant women, period. Like, just people, period, actually.
No, there was a couple singles. There was a couple couples.
Yeah, you don't know people's history. You don't know who had what. You know, in Queen's case with the guy you were talking about, he felt really passionate about the fact of this other child, in spite of the fact he had another one. You just don't know how people internalize things, especially when it comes to children and being a mommy or being a daddy. So I could see it becoming, and you guys just didn't see the storm coming, but I can just, hearing it, I can see how it spiraled to, you know, or spiraled out of control. It's a very touchy subject.
I can understand. And I would, in the case of the couple that had sort of the kind of, you know, I won't say the couple, the young lady that kind of just, you know, took it there. You know, I don't know, none of us know her, you know, previous life or whatever, but, you know, she's married, she has two kids. You know, and again, this wasn't even a conversation where voices were elevated. Like I said, the only time where it even slightly got there was when, matter of fact, it wasn't even profanities used. It was when the two chicks was like, well, what about the motherfucking sorry ass father? Whoa, we not even going there. I mean, you know.
Right.
But
it could be, I'm telling you, it's something else.
But yeah, it could. Clearly, there's something more to it.
He may be being insensitive and, when it comes to something. But totally just the unrelated. Thing,
for everyone that was at the table,
or her,
for everyone that was at the table, it seriously was like, wait a minute, they really taking that too far.
Right,
we talk all about something else.
We all just having a light ass conversation right here. You really taking this to heart. And if there is something in your past or whatever that he doesn't know about, you can't convict him for that, you know, unless if he knows and he just maybe forgot about it in this conversation or made his comments. Again, any comment that he made wasn't to the point where really anyone should have been like, you know, because he really actually didn't put that much. He was just kind of like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, you know, right. He really didn't even put all that much into it.
Smart man.
So, but
he clearly put something into it.
Put something somewhere.
Where she, you know what I'm
or
saying?
Or something was just taken wrong.
Right. Or you don't know. I mean, because whatever their relationship, maybe it could have been a situation where she had a miscarriage and we don't know.
Right.
Or you don't
saying.
Know. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, so he could have just been in that moment insensitive and not really thinking about it. But, you know. But I mean, I would think as a woman, something like that would always be on your mind. Or even if you shared that at one point, it would always be on your mind. So for somebody to be like, oh, no. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, maybe, you know, so whatever. Excuse.
But you know what, though? And I don't know if anyone caught this at the time. When she got it from the table, her last words were, y'all tripping. So maybe it wasn't even just on him. Maybe, you know, she got mad at some other shit. I don't know. Anyway, that's beside the point. Deepsters, we need to hear from you. Where do you lie on this? I mean, if there's anyone that has unfortunately gone through a situation like this, if you want to chime in and tell your story, you know, I know on this show we really go left a lot, but, you know, we do know how to rein in, you know, something that's, you know, definitely of a serious nature like that. So something that you want to chime in and you want to share your thoughts, or if you just want to say, for real, fuck all that, and this is what it is, what I feel what it is, we want to hear from you. Queen, where can they hit us?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com. Or if you want to leave a voicemail and be anonymous, it's up to you. 202-750-1437.
There was one part to this that I didn't want to add, but I would love to hear the response. Abortions count?
You know what?
Okay, for the three of you that are still tuned in, and you're all guys, how ironic is that? Our female listenership just took a nosedive. Well. But I'm just saying, man, hey, listen, if you don't understand the world that you live in, then you yourself are lost. Okay, so we got a couple quick things we need to get in before we wrap this here show up. Now, some of you guys hit me up and wanted me to further explain my position on the whole Prince situation. Guess what? Not going to do that.
All right.
I said what I said. If you don't understand it, hit rewind and I'll explain it again. All right. Gonna leave right there, but I don't want you all to think of his royal badness no longer being here as a complete loss, because as in anything else, there are alternatives. Okay, I found it amazing that like, if you want to get, like hold on to a little bit of Prince, that you can actually just turn your TV on now. And, has anybody seen the Dr. Pepper commercials?
No.
Y'all haven't seen those Dr. Pepper? Okay. Dr. Pepper. Here we go. Right here.
Okay.
Now, y'all tell me if y'all not going to hold on to a little bit of Prince.
Are you done yet?
One last screw, sweetie, and we're done.
Too sweet! You deserve the sweet reward of a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I do?
You built this big old house with that tiny tool.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh.
Mmm, that is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the game's about to start.
That's my ride.
Is that our cat?
Step on.
Yeah, sweet.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Are you done yet?
I have seen those commercials.
Are those the greatest commercials?
Yeah, those were on before he passed, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Bad boy.
I'm just saying, hold on to it, people. You got shit to hold on to.
Thank you.
Real sweet feeling at the spin cycle. You do deserve a raise in the form of a sweet Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, sip it.
Mmm, that is sweet.
These are my delicates. Tumble dry. Extra heat.
I'll take these. He just folds.
Isn't she great?
How do you guys know?
Feel sweet going back to the spin cycle. Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Ah. Nice fold. Now that one I have not seen.
That's good. I'm telling you, they're the greatest commercials.
I do like those.
And you get to hold on to a little piece of his royal badness. Just for memory's sake. Okay, so as they say in show business, it's better late than never. We have a guest that called that has called in, and I don't know if he said he had some feedback. He said he wants to say what's, I don't know. Caller, who the hell's you be?
It's your boy Kmart.
Kmart.
Okay, y'all, turn the blue lights. Blue light special. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Oh, shoot, not much, shoot. Just finished up like a good solid hour at the gym. On my way home, just like I said, shoot, you guys were on my mind. Just wanted to check and see how everybody was doing. Man, it seemed like, man, I haven't seen or heard from y'all in a minute. Even though it's been about 2 weeks.
Or just one.
It's only been a week.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm just so used to y'all. And now it's like, man, like, me going like without a week, man, I feel like Dave Chappelle on the crackhead episode.
No doubt. We're back, yo. We're back, and we are in full effect.
What's up?
Now, again, for the listeners that are watching in on News Channel 8, Kmart is actually driving while he's with us.
Damn, I see trees and
you know what I'm saying?
Sky and everything.
Yep, it was. We still got some sunlight out here.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, cool, man. Must be nice.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm good. I'm not even looking at the phone. I still got all eyes on the road.
Okay.
There you go. Responsible driver. Okay, so should we allow him to chime in on the topic of today, or just
let him?
He's like, ooh, go ahead.
You know he ready.
Kmart always ready.
I'm ready.
Blue light special. Okay. Is always ready.
It's a rather touchy topic.
Yeah. Oh shit,
Mr. Kmart.
Yeah, you called at the most interesting time.
Oh
yes, right at the very end.
No, I mean, do I need to put the car in park? Do I need to pull over for this one?
Now keep driving because I like to hear the sound of tires screeching. So the question is this. Is an expecting mother allowed to celebrate Mother's Day?
That's a pretty good one because, I mean, regularly you're not really supposed to celebrate till the actual baby's born, but, I mean, in some instances, it's cool. I mean, it's not a big deal. The baby's technically alive, it's just in your womb. So, I mean, why not, man? Celebrate that bitch. Let's go. Celebrate, man. Come on.
You didn't just say celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Celebrate with that bitch?
I know. I said celebrate that bitch.
Oh, okay.
Celebrate.
There you go. Oh, my.
Okay. All right. I'm about to say, we reach new heights here on IDS.
No, but seriously, I mean,
because I was with you.
I do understand why people was I celebrate. Enjoy the process. It's a process of motherhood. All that to be celebrated.
No doubt. Hey, as you look out the window, do you see any of those like cell phone towers nearby?
Oh yeah, I see plenty.
Okay, stop by one of them.
My reception must be crap.
You sound like Afrika Bambaataa right now. Hopefully you're not doing what he does, but you sound like him.
It's all good, yeah, man. I'm not in a good area that I thought I was gonna be at, but my bad, y'all. I'm gonna have a better one next time.
Hey, Queen. Them is palm trees in the background that he passing. You see them trees?
How far are you from LA?
I'm in LA County. I mean, it depends. I mean, are you talking about like downtown LA or are you talking about just
like airport?
You actually sound like you live like my dad is LA County, so it could be like anywhere, really.
I'm about, well, from the airport, I'm about like a good 20-25 minutes.
Okay.
All right. And we don't want nobody stalking you, so don't give out too much information.
Man, ain't nobody trying to stalk me. I'm just Kmart.
You put that ring on that finger. There are stalkers, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's them fallopian tubes get to pulsating.
Damn.
When they know another man about to get taken off the list.
That is true. Because my Skype, my Snapchat inbox be on alert, full alert.
What? Your DMs be popping?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a tale.
Do I need to edit this show before I post it, sir?
I'm a tale. Wait till I meet her. I'm a tale.
I'll tell her, let her handle it. I'm not worried about it.
Hey, sir, do you have any updated dates to inbox me or not yet?
I will soon. I mean, like I said, the house is on its way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's honestly, I'm more worried about the house. She's more about the wedding, of course. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of getting her to kind of like, man, let's work on this house first.
I'm saying, okay. You know, we know a real estate agent out your way. So holla.
Oh, shoot. No, we already got one. Okay. We're already solid with that.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's an African American man y'all here talking right now. Got his ducks in a line. Got property he about to get. No, man.
I mean, I'm light skinned, but I'm still technically African American.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, man. There you go. Half the room agrees with you.
I seen your mama. You African. You black.
Uh-huh. but seriously though, no, women like what's the dates like become? Like 100% confirmed. Yeah, I'll definitely, man. You guys get inboxed right away.
Got to let me know, man. Got to let me know. So we got to make that happen.
Oh yeah, like I said, shoot, man. Hey, I'm gonna need like a little show in the middle of the reception. So, if possible.
Hey, look, I don't know.
That's funny.
What did he say? I had to work when I got
Doc
to
said, I want to drink. I want to work.
Oh, no.
I got to put on some white gloves.
Hey, I will bring the liquor. That's not a problem.
Liquor? I just
and
what
we got to do? We got to do stuff?
You got a liquor.
You said I got to wear white gloves and serve what? What you say?
No.
And do a show halfway.
And if Mark comes out, I will have some beer for him.
Well, unfortunately, he doesn't drink beer, sir.
He was talking to me.
Unfortunately, he doesn't get on a plane. He doesn't have a passport, sir.
Mark will get on a plane, won't you, Mark? No?
He drinks small liquor. You got it.
Really?
We might have to give him a pill and knock his ass out. Mark, then he'll wake up.
Hey, that's all, man. That's all you need, some muscle relaxing. No, Mark will go right to sleep.
You just go to the Sky Lounge. Go to the Sky Lounge, get a drink.
I don't know if you want
to
give him a muscle relaxer because... That good foot. That good foot need all that attention.
This is how your kids treat you when you raise them the wrong way. You
know that's messy. Like,
yeah.
He been going on me all day. That was my kid.
He's trying to say he older than us, but that's okay.
We got it.
Oh, shoot. I can't wait to hear what y'all's talking about.
Mm. Oh, it was a good show, too.
Yeah, it was.
You know how we do.
Oh, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. And your brother called in too.
Yeah.
Oh, BTG.
Well, he didn't call in. He left a message that was funny.
He left a book.
Yes. A story. He left a story.
Did not leave a book, sir.
Now you know he always has something to say. So hey.
Extra bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, barely got bars for days. So yeah, I already know, and it's entertaining. So I already know. I'm gonna get a little good laugh in there.
Yeah, you will.
Y'all gonna stop with my homie.
Yeah, he know I love him, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, nothing fired at him. No, I'm just saying, like, no, I'm saying, he be bringing that heat.
No, I'm saying that was for me. He know I love him, blah, blah, blah. Kind of, sort of, sometimes.
Yada, yada, yada.
I want to smack him, and then pluck him, and then give him a hug.
Aww.
And then smack him again.
Oh.
But, you know, whatever.
Dang, that's that tough love.
I mean, that's that family love.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, all
right. Little
he
brother,
hired me to
sister.
Keep Doc away from the Christmas tree.
Okay. Yeah, he said something. I don't even remember. What did I say?
I don't remember either.
I'm sorry, BTG, man.
I think he said you just asking too many questions. Yeah, asking his wife too much stuff.
Oh, he hasn't missed Christmas tree too many questions. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
That's right. We're the media somewhat.
Okay.
Wait, he said, okay.
Right. I need to know these
You and
things.
Your sauces want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the sauces.
You should know that.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Kmart.
Yes, sir.
Child Protective Services has called my phone twice because I haven't fed my child.
Oh.
So we got to... got to wrap this up so I can.
Oh, shoot. I mean, man, I'm over here talking, man. It's only 7:33 over here. Shoot, man. Y'all need to go, man. Time y'all hit the sack.
I can dig it. Is there a Best Buy near where you are?
There's plenty of them.
Okay. Mm. Go over there, and because I need 2 Sonos speakers. I just got 1 today just to try it out, and I love it. So I need like 4 more. But if you can just put 2 under my name, and I'll pick it up there.
One under your shirt.
There's 1 $4.99, and then there's 1 $2.99. Just get 1 of each.
Okay. I'll see what I can do, big dog. I got you.
That boy lied good.
Right. Uh-huh. That was cool for whatever, nigga.
Him's
right?
Lying with a straight face.
Right.
Oh, shit. All right, my man.
Bye, Kmart. All right.
Bye. Y'all be good.
Kmart, before we let you go, we got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us your 1 finger, 2 finger?
Oh, 1 finger. No way. I don't have no 1 finger. You know what? I'm going to say 2 fingers to, you know what? This is not to say I'm jumping on another team, but 2 fingers to the Kansas City Chiefs for hiring my sister as hiring on to their staff.
Oh, shit. Sure.
All right. Congrats.
Your real sister?
Yeah, my real sister.
Oh,
really?
Doing what?
Come on, don't talk about that.
She running their Snap account. She runs their Snap account.
Oh, shit.
She's doing media.
Yeah, she's in the media. She actually has some articles that I'm about to post up on my Facebook page. Go and support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's up.
Are you able to give out her name or?
Shoot.
Check first.
Let me check where her first before I start throwing it out there. I mean, she's on Twitter. Like I said, next time, maybe next week when I call, I'll definitely give you all the information. So
there you go. Don't put her out there first without checking.
I tell you what, if she's able to hit us up on the inbox, we'll shout her out next week. And do it like that. That's good shit, y'all. Well, hey,
congrats, sissy.
Yeah, that's good. Right. Shit. Women, hey, on the real, women are coming up in the whole NFL scene.
I'm just saying, y'all.
From
getting
coaching
fired
to media
and shit,
to front
so
office,
somebody got to come and bring
acting
it.
And retarded.
You know what I mean? So,
no doubt. That's hot. Good shit. That's
sissy.
A great, great 2 fingers.
No, right. Oh yeah, no doubt.
All right, thank you, my brother. We will talk to you soon. Hopefully, see you sooner.
All right, be blessed, man. Catch up with y'all.
Bye, Mari.
Stay up.
West Side.
Yeah.
Saying that shit.
All right.
He said, "I don't know why."
Straight out of the corner.
Damn it.
Yes. 1 finger goes to the inappropriate gentleman at the Grand Hyatt opening.
Mm-hmm.
I will deal with you at a later date if it ever comes.
Accordingly,
yes.
Bitch.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my 1 finger. My 2 fingers go to transformation and my mom. Those 2 things don't go together. My mom, because she's great. She's great. She's very supportive and loving, and I enjoyed her company on Sunday, and it's good stuff. Transformation, being able to bend and change and, you know, embrace it and understand that it's for, you know, a greater good, if that makes any sense.
It does. So.
Doctor!
Oh, do-do-do-do. 1 finger to the fucking rain. It's been raining 2 fucking weeks, man. I've been sick of working and shit. You're sick of being soaked and wet.
Driving in the shit.
Driving in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just shit
all smell like
total.
Wet dog.
Huh?
What?
Mm? Man, somebody always got to interrupt my shit. Nobody interrupted your shit. Your shit was 2 hours long.
That wasn't even me.
It was 3 hours
Wait a minute.
Shit was
that
long.
Wasn't
that
even
was
me.
Long as fuck.
I was like, when is the plane going to land?
Right. Wait a minute.
I was just playing, guys.
Whatever.
2 fingers to being back with my crew on Monday nights doing what we do. I love you, mom.
I love y'all. For real, for real.
You guys.
No doubt.
Can you buy me some cashews? Like
Queen!
Everything? All right.
That bag's empty right there?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Aw.
Yeah.
You're all gone.
2 fingers to the 5 cashews that are in Mark's bag right there.
Third pack. It's gone.
Right. Oh, I'm sad for you.
Look at my babies.
Aw. All right. Let's see. So two fingers to my mommy, because her birthday was on Thursday, and then Mother's Day. I love
happy
that
birthday,
lady
Mom.
With
Mom.
All
birthday,
my
happy
heart.
Happy birthday, happy Mom's Day, Mama, Mama, Mama.
I am so, 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 so lucky and blessed that that woman is my mother.
Aww.
So definitely had to, you know, send that to her. And
she did a good job on your sister.
Actually, she did, though.
She did a good job on you, too.
On thank you, you.
I mean, because I'm not even going to take that as a dig, because actually she did.
Aww.
Because I was going to say the other is for my sissy.
Oh,
okay. I'll get to see her soon. But one finger goes to the goddamn pothole that I hit on 295 yesterday that took my back and my tire out of whack.
Oh, my.
Because there was one.
Part of 295 you need to stop driving on. Because every time you're on 295, another part of your car is missing or dead.
I'm trying to tell you. Because, wait, hold up. Seriously, the one I knew about, the second, no, let me see. The first one that hit, wait, second, first,
third,
second.
Wait a minute.
Welcome to the District of Columbia.
Right, I'm saying, because I knew there was a pothole, and I was like, yes, I'm ready for you, pothole. Oh, shit, that one got me. Oh,
y'all,
my back.
I've been hit.
Right, I feel like I've been
man
shot.
Man down.
Right y'all after Pennsylvania, think. Wait, right after Pennsylvania Avenue.
Going south or north?
Wait, which going towards Maryland, which one is that?
That
south.
That direction.
Okay.
South.
Okay. So right after it, but you said what?
I ain't gonna go that far.
No, I mean no, I'm saying seriously, right after the Pennsylvania Avenue exit, mm-hmm. It was dark. So like I said, I knew there was one and the new one came up. I wasn't ready for it. I was like, oh, I done fell and I'm now in China. I mean, I'm serious. When I hit that pothole, my back was like, even like, oh, wait. Oh, shit. Ow. I got home. Woke up the next day. I was like, ooh, my tire is starting to look a little flat. But the one I knew about missed.
Oh,
okay. Y'all gonna think I'm joking.
It must have been right before the downtown.
The last time she was on 295, she completely lost a wheel.
Stop no, that was it. Going the other way, though.
On 295?
That's a whole wheel?
Yeah, that
a whole
bitch,
wheel decided it no longer wanted to be a part
that
of her
was Mr.
in the vehicle.
Mr. Tire, be careful when you go to Mr. Tire, the 24-hour tire spot.
Tighten your shit up, huh?
I'm just saying. He did not tighten my shit all the way up. And that bitch came off. And I was like, whoa. And luckily.
That's some scary shit.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you.
Really bad.
Luckily, my tire was like, think, boop, boop, boop. It hit the wall. I was so happy it didn't hit anybody else. Because it was some real scary shit. But anyway, B.
I'm not joning. I'm just saying you need to, like, take
a new route.
495. 295 ain't your friend.
So I need to take 495 to get to
safe. Get you wherever you're going safely. Yes.
I'm just saying, can the whole DMV get their shit together? Because even Virginia has potholes.
Taxation.
Maryland has potholes. DC has potholes. We all got
DC
potholes.
DC has miniature craters.
Yeah.
Damn, I said I woke up in China.
And they will patch that shit this year. Next year this time, that shit
it's not even gonna make it to next year.
It's not gonna make it. It's not
right.
Gonna make it next
so I was gonna
week.
Say because on the other side there's a pothole.
Jesus,
that you have to.
That's why That's why the old school been parked for a year because of them damn shits.
Anyway,
wow.
Anyway,
shout out to my mechanic that was able to plug the hole,
fix that thing.
Boop boop.
Right. You know what? Two fingers to my daughter. Two fingers to my daughter for persevering. We had some headbutting going on about school issues and what have you. And my daughter took a weekend to get her head together and came back and was like, you know, hey, last week was last week. I'm going to get it straight this week. And I appreciate her for that.
Good job.
Appreciate her for that. So, yeah, two fingers to her. that. One finger. I have a one finger somewhere. One finger. You know what? One finger to Smokey Bones for running out of three olive citrus for the last 3 weeks. That shit ain't cool. A nigga like to drink what a nigga like to drink when he come up there. All right, get y'all shit together. Oh, Queen, I got an outlet for that too, so.
Oh, boy.
Got 7 bottles coming.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, okay. That's
they
scary.
Won't have it, but I will.
That is scary, but okay.
Thanks to our man Kmart for popping in.
Thank you, Kmart.
My man.
Thanks. Even more. Thanks even more to my crew for giving of themselves weekly to be here with you, in case you don't know. The crew is Doctor.
Hey.
The crew is All Hail the Queen. Swallow.
Sometimes.
Oh.
And the crew is Damagina.
I'm not fucking with his.
Oh,
I can live with that little teeny weeny
snippet. You can?
No, really. No. Just forget I said that.
Okay.
Aloha.
You must like that because you keep mentioning it.
I
and
do.
The more you mention it, the more you're going to hit buttons.
I didn't mention that. You mean aloha part? You mean that? I never said a word about that until you pushed the button.
That's my last warning.
I ain't saying nothing else.
We got to get out of here, folks.
Bye.
For Damagina, the Doctor, Queenie, I am your man, Furious Styles. And in closing, we like to say,
hey, God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.